Hello, Shannon Quinn.
Hello.
You had this amazing opportunity this Estonian summer that somehow, being from Melbourne as an actress, you ended up in Estonia in Viinis 2 Art Museum. And you had a role in Estonian theatre play. How did that happen?
Well, I met Helen Rekor, how many years ago now? It must be 3 or 4 years ago in Melbourne, and worked with her for a year and a half on a play there. And we got along so well creatively and also became quite close friends. And when she had to leave Melbourne, she invited me to come back to Estonia. And so the last couple of years, we've been trying to organize it. I've been trying to save money, and she's been trying to find the right theater production for me to come and be a part of over here. So it's been a few years in the making for me to finally get here, and it's just been the most phenomenal experience. And it's also made me want to stay in Europe for a little while longer.
Helen Rekor, the director of the play, created a role for you.
Yeah, essentially she did. She was interested in looking at old Estonian and Northern European folklore and mythology. We're also greatly inspired by the book Women Who Run with the Wolves by Clarissa Pinkola Estes, and looking at how our old mythology and folklore still can have really deep and powerful meaning in our modern day lives. So the role that I got to play, the Selkie, was from an old folklore, which was also a foreign character, mythological character, which I was able to play, being that I was foreign as well.
That character was a mythological sea creature. Who was she?
So she was a Selkie, which is a seal person, essentially, kind of like a mermaid. So she comes to the shore as a seal and has her skin stolen, and then has to adapt to life on the land. It was a really, really challenging role for me, because the loss of skin for her is like the loss of all of her knowledge and intuition. It is the loss of everything that she knows, and she has to find herself in a new world, but there is still something left behind. And even though it was the most challenging role I've ever done, it was also incredibly rewarding, and working with this amazing ensemble of actors and creatives and living with those people for 3 months in a tiny little town, in a cottage, in the producer's parents' home, was just one of the most amazing experiences and inspiring experiences of my life and in my career.
It was an Estonian play directed by Estonian director, but you are speaking English.
I'm speaking Estonian in the play as well. I just adore the Estonian language and was really keen to start learning some Estonian. And when the character of the Selkie comes to the land, then she also learns the language. She falls in love with a man on the land and he teaches her the language. And so it was sort of fitting that I could learn the language while I was here, and so did Selkie. And so we managed to incorporate my broken Estonian into the play, and I think it worked really well.
What does it give to the whole group to have a person with a different cultural background being a part of the play, because the rest of the ensemble was Estonian heritage?
Yes, that's an interesting question, because the whole time I've been thinking about what everyone else was able to give to me. I never really thought about what I was able to give to the ensemble. I mean, we have alternative ways of working, I suppose. We used etudes, and it was a new way of working for me, and I think that with anything, if you have someone that is learning something for the first time, then they bring alternative perspectives, of course. And so I suppose that in the way of devising, and also the perspectives on the mythology, because it wasn't my mythology, meant that I was able to bring some fresh perspectives. But really, I think that I was the one that reaped most of the reward out of the experience. The whole ensemble is absolutely incredible, and such a credit to the Viljandi Arts Academy.
Was the play directed in English or Estonian, or how did you understand each other?
Well, when we were creating the work, sometimes we would devise in English. We would create the scenes using English so that I could understand the basic storyline, the narrative that we're trying to create. And sometimes we would do it in Estonian, and if I was playing the Selkie, then I would use the Estonian that I had to try and do that. And then we would discuss it afterwards in English. And sometimes it was really hard for the ensemble to do that, and they would have to go and talk about it in Estonian for a little while and then sort of come back to me and go, okay, so this is what we think, what do you think? And then we would be able to continue the discussion from there. So it was a really challenging process, I think, for everybody. But it also meant that we had to really think very hard about what we wanted to say. So maybe there was a silver lining as well.
There was another interesting thing about this play, Laineid Lausudes, that the whole ensemble transformed an old wooden shed into a theatre stage.
Yes, it's just one of the most incredible sets that I've ever seen in my life. We were able to cut out the back wall of this boat shed so that it looked straight out to the sea. And it's just an incredible design and just a magical, magical place. And Venus-Do is a magical place. And I think it was really awesome to be able to bring Venus-Do into the set as well by cutting out that back wall and just allow the magic in the ocean to be present in our show. So that was really, really special. We're so lucky to be able to have done that.
Another interesting thing was it was called a visual theater night. What made it visual? Because theater is visual anyhow.
Yes, it is. This was double billed with Ulle Vær. I don't know if I say that right every time someone corrects me on it. So that was a shadow theater play. And so I suppose that it's just more heavily visual than other work, I suppose, because we rely entirely on creating images and shadows and having pre-recorded text come through. And so it's a visual feast, I suppose. And then the second show wasn't shadow theatre, but we incorporated video and tried to tell the story in another way to create a strong, a bold visual aesthetic that also supports the narrative and the characters' processes and journeys through the show.
How did audience respond to the play?
I think we had some really positive feedback. I think people were a little scared about what is visual theatre and what were they about to see. But I think the feedback was generally positive. I mean, we had some great reviews, which also pointed out some really interesting points about what is visual theatre and what is devised theatre and what are the ups and downs of that and those types of processes. And everyone's been really, really warm and supportive towards me and coming here as a foreign person and my attempts at Estonian language. And I think everyone had a little bit of a giggle at my mispronunciations every now and then. But I think it was also quite endearing to the character. So I hope that they enjoyed it.
They definitely did, because a theatre critic also mentioned that your foreign origin gave the sea creature good characteristic. And also your way of speaking Estonian became part of the character.
Yes.
And that was a positive thing. Estonia is really fond of theatre and especially summer theatre. Did you have any other opportunities to see Estonian theatre while you were there?
Yes, I also noticed that Estonians have a great fondness for theatre and really amazing numbers in attendance considering your really small population here. That's really, really special, and I think that says something really special about Estonian people and the way that they appreciate art. And I did have a few chances to see some different theatre and music. Unfortunately, they weren't all Estonian. There were other touring performances. But working with this ensemble of actors and musicians for the last 3 months, working and living with them every single day, I feel like I've seen a lot of Estonian theatre because I've seen them work in so many different ways. And it makes me know that I'm going to need to come back here and see more. I've got to move to Berlin, but I think next month I'm going to come back here and try and see more. When there's something good that I should come and see, then I will make every effort to come and see it and support Estonian theatre, absolutely.
Did you see any sea creatures there in the sea?
Yes, we were lucky enough one evening to spot a real seal. It sort of just poked its head up out of the water and looked at us so inquisitively, wondering what we were doing there. And that was really, really special. I was hoping to see seals a little closer up, but we didn't get to, but I just try and value that moment. But yes, just living by the sea every day, I saw all sorts of bizarre things, including this really strange horde of jellyfish that sort of washed up, and they were beautiful and incredible. So every day there's been a little bit of magic somewhere in Venus too, even if it was just the fact that the sea that day was so, so calm that there were absolutely no waves and ripples, and it was just like a perfect reflection of the sky and the sunsets there. Oh, it's some of the most beautiful scenery I've ever seen in my life. Absolutely.
Thank you, Shannon Quinn, for enriching Estonian summer theatre.
It's really been my pleasure. Thank you.